Welcome back to the Amateur Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, Ever?
Hey, man, live from Ian's house.
Hey.
No.
From Ian's basement.
Ian's basement.
Yeah. He's never getting out. Whoa. Yeah. You know when he was barking at you earlier? Yeah. He was trying to warn you. What happened? Okay, you could leave now. Thank you. Ah, jeez. That was my boy, Maxie Boy. Oh, geez. What's up, Ever?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. We haven't recorded in a while, have we?
I don't know. Last week or so.
We did, yeah.
It looks like you're feeling a little savage right now.
Oh, yeah. You enjoy the hat?
It's legit, dude.
Thank you. Got it for a Christmas present, like, many years ago.
Nice.
For my brother and my sister. Anyway, sorry for the bad lighting. While I was setting up, I dropped my ring light, and yeah, so it's bad quality. My bad. But anyways, for this episode, we are gonna do, what are we doing?
Fantasy booking.
Not WrestleMania. Backlash.
Backlash. Like old school.
Puerto Rico Backlash. Woo! Bad Bunny, baby. Yeah. So far, matches have been announced. It's Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
My main event, Seth freaking Rollins versus Omos. We have Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley. What else?
Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega.
Oh yeah, that's right. And Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus the Bloodline.
Ooh.
Do you think that's gonna be the main event?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so, right? It's going to be Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that's going to be the main event. Whoever wins is going to go face Roman at, like, whatever's next. Money in the
Did
Bank
they or... announce that?
No, I'm just. You never know. That's probably how they're going to do it.
I feel like if anybody's going to face Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank, it's going to be Matt Riddle.
Money in the Bank, right?
Yeah, that's true. Matt Riddle and Shinsuke Nakamura. I just don't understand why they didn't have... Well, Matt Riddle had the opportunity at the championship, but I don't understand why Shinsuke Nakamura did. There was rumors that it was going to be him versus Roman Reigns at last year's Hell in a Cell, but they never went ahead with it. I think he just got ridden off by Roman Reigns, right? He just got taken out by the Bloodline or something like that.
They like beat him up or something.
Yeah. But we never got that match, so hopefully this year's Money in the Bank, we're able to get that match. No Hell in the Cell this year.
Oh, yeah.
So that's done. Last year's was the end of that.
But they still had the match. The match is still around.
Yeah, yeah, the pay-per-view.
Whatever it's called, PLE, pay-per-view.
The pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What was the other thing I was going to say? Why am I throwing a blank? Oh, Night of Champions. Roman Reigns is going to be part of Night of Champions.
Wow. Okay.
The question is, who is he going to face?
That's the
true question. I feel like what's it called? I know this is dumb, but I really think Bad Bunny's gonna face Roman Reigns.
Oh God!
I really think that.
I seem more plausible. It was in Puerto Rico, but in Saudi Arabia.
I mean, they did. They had Logan Paul.
Yes,
and
true,
Jake Paul. I feel like Bad Bunny. I feel like depending on how well Backlash turns out. Oh, because that's the other match. Rey Mysterio, Bad Bunny are going to face the Judgment Day.
Ooh.
So that match isn't confirmed, but, you know, that's the direction they're heading towards.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that going again? Oh, yeah, but I feel like based on his performance, they may have him face Roman Reigns.
Okay.
But other than that, the only person I could think of is... once again, Kevin Owens, Matt Riddle. You know, if Roman Reigns is going to close out Night of Champions, you would think he should have, like, a main event status, something like Brock Lesnar. I'm not saying I'm not saying I want to see Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar again, but, like, somebody like Brock Lesnar to, like, build up a pay-per-view called Night of Champions, I feel like. Or even John Cena.
John Cena, I can see Brock. I can see Goldberg doing his retirement tour if he doesn't go to AEW. We'll talk about that different time. This WWE episode. But I don't know. I mean, there's so many options. Because I know the Saudi Prince wants like a certain wrestler. Like he wants Andrew the Giant, but there's no, obviously Andrew the Giant passed away. Big Show is in AEW.
Yokozuna he wanted.
Yeah, Yokozuna he wanted, but like no, he's been gone for like 10, 20 years.
Ultimate Warrior,
but he died in 2016, 2017. So it's like they would want Brock Lesnar, the UFC thing, or they would want like somebody. Oh yeah, you said Bad Bunny. Yeah, I could see that. Bad Bunny, Logan Paul again.
I would not want to see that. No.
But they would want somebody like a celebrity or someone that you're like, oh, this guy's a beast. Like, you know, so right. Brock or, but we never know. Like, that's the thing. Like,
maybe Randy Orton will probably return.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be kind of nice.
So, anyways, let's go ahead and go into, do you got your matches already for WrestleMania? Why? Oh my gosh. Backlash.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
All right, you go.
So, match one.
How many matches do you have total?
Five.
That's it. Jeez.
I would think they would like extend some of these.
I got seven. I think I got seven.
And this is our fantasy, right? So we can't, this is not like our prediction, right? Yeah, this is fantasy booking.
Yeah, fantasy booking. This is like how will you book Backlash.
Okay.
So yeah. Go ahead with your first match.
First match, I would keep the Riddle one, but not the first match. The first match, I would still have the United States Championship match, but instead of having a three-way, I would have a four-way with Seth Rollins. So I would cancel the almost Seth Rollins match. So I mean, Bronson Reed, Austin Theory, Bobby Lashley, and Seth Rollins for the championship.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you start the show. You want to
bang. So that's your opening match.
That's my opening match.
That's your opening match.
I'm like, I want to start off with a bang.
And who's going over in that match?
I would continue at Theory. I'd probably keep Theory until like SummerSlam, but we'll talk about SummerSlam. But I'll keep Theory for that one because of the fact that he beat a beast of Reed, mm-hmm. Lashley, and then Seth Rollins. At least he got a match, you know.
Who's taking the pin?
I would say Reed.
Reed. Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So he took the fall on that one show. Is it? No, not Survivor Series. I forgot how he got, but yeah, I'll do Reed because he's a big dude, so it legitimizes like Theory more. And it would cause a feud with Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley. Like they would fight outside, you know? And so it'll be kind of like that kind of way. Like Seth will go against Bobby Lashley and they'll be the ones going for like US title after that. Or they'll go into like the WWE championship, whatever, you know? They decide to split it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, my opening match is going to be the United States Championship as well. But it's going to be Austin Theory defending the U.S. Championship, obviously, against The Miz and Seth freaking Rollins because of the match they had on Raw. That was fire. I add that on my top, like, favorite matches of the year. Like, that match was great. Mm. And so I would have awarded these two men into that triple threat match. Or, sorry, added them to face Austin Theory, making it a triple threat. Obviously, for my match, Austin Theory would get the win. But The Miz is going to cost Seth freaking Rollins. So he's going to hit him with the skull-crushing finale, mm-hmm. but does not go for the pin. Austin Theory is in the corner. The Miz locks eyes with him. The Miz rolls out of the ring. Austin Theory picks him up, hits him with the A-Town. I'm pretty sure that's what he calls it, his finisher.
A-Town, Downtown or something.
A-Downtown. Ooh. Sounds like a good song. hits him with the finisher on the Rollins. Gets the 1-2-3 and he locked, like, you know, The Miz and Theory are staring at each other like, what just happened? You could have had the win, mm-hmm. even though he was right there in the corner. He could have easily broke the fall, but The Miz basically gave him that win. Like, I don't need the title. Like, here you go. I just wanted revenge on Seth freaking Rollins. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Bye. So, Austin Theory retains the title and gives Seth freaking Rollins another opportunity at the championship and also having Miz in the title picture. But the reason why I booked this match this way is to continue the rivalry between Seth freaking Rollins and The Miz. That's why I did that. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah. Go ahead with your second match.
My second, I mean, the rest of these, I'm having kind of trouble like placing them. But I would put Ray and Bad Bunny. I know second match. Let's put
it. I was about to say that's gonna be the at least the opening match. No, actually, wow, dude, second.
Because you want to keep going like that momentum, like
I guess.
They have better matches for the other ones, but so I would have Ray and Bad Bunny versus Dominic and Finn Balor. Mm. Most likely, I know it's gonna probably be like
Ray, who?
Ray and Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Versus Dominic and Finn Balor.
Oh, and not Damian Priest.
Not Damian.
Wow. Damn, dude. Wow.
All
right.
Maybe if you want a whole Latino affair, probably.
I mean, this is your fantasy booking.
I would do that, but like I would have Dominic pin Mysterio, his dad. Like a roll up. Like Damian Priest would distract Bad Bunny.
Yeah, something
distract
that's Puerto Ricans, huh?
Yeah. No, no.
you're not gonna have Bad Bunny go over?
No.
Damn,
that's like how Logan Paul lost that against Seth Rollins at like the last show. What was that show?
But California Logan, when you go to California, you don't think about Logan Paul.
But that's the thing, you want the heat. Dominic is a heel. He's a heat magnet. If he go or he rolls a Bad Bunny instead of Rey Mysterio,
I would say that. Yeah, like I would say Dominic beating Bad Bunny because. That continues the rivalry between the father and son.
Yeah.
Because Dominic still needs to get a win over
his dad. Imagine Dominic with the heat he has.
Yeah.
He rolls up like a cheat pin. Like he does that like legal pin to Bad Bunny.
No, you know how
I'm doing it. Damn, you get booed out of the building.
To be honest, I never really thought about it that
way.
Yeah,
but like.
Because obviously in my fan, I had the same match. Well, similar.
Yeah.
But like, obviously in mine, Bad Bunny goes over. But now with yours, I never really thought about it that way.
You imagine that?
Like, yeah.
Bad Bunny.
But you know how I would do it for yours? You know how Bad Bunny does the Bunny Destroyer?
Mm-hmm.
Try to go for it. But then Dominic like says like, no, I got you. Yeah. And then rolls him over and then drops on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of similar to with who did that? When the sunset flip.
Oh, okay.
You know, when they go over the top. And then you don't go with it.
Yeah.
You just fall on them and then hook their legs.
But I would have Damian Priest hold Dominic's hand for the pin.
Mm.
Like, and then that continues like Damian Priest screwed Bad Bunny over still, you know. But then Dominic still gets the heat from beating Bad Bunny.
And that continues the rivalry between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Exactly. And now you could save that for like Night of Champions or
SummerSlam.
Or SummerSlam. Imagine, I mean, in Puerto Rico, but like SummerSlam is one of the big four. So I would rather see Bad Bunny and Damian Priest at SummerSlam.
Well, Backlash used to be a big deal.
Yeah. Nice. But it wasn't a big four, but I'm talking about like big four.
It could have been if they never ruined it. They would have just kept it.
Yeah.
It would have been like the big five.
Yeah.
But sucks alone. But I like that. I never really thought about that. So, geez.
That's pretty good.
Well, for mine, I have, what's it called? Anyways, my second match is going to be Gunther versus Sheamus for the IC Championship.
Ooh.
Yeah, for this match, I am going to have Gunther and Sheamus go at it back and forth. That's what she said. Have this match go up to like near the 20-minute mark because this is Sheamus' last opportunity at the IC Championship. So I kind of want it to be like a meaningful match, kind of like a main event feel because this is Sheamus' last opportunity at the title. And obviously, Gunther gets the win by hitting him with that's his finisher, right? The powerbomb?
Yeah, powerbomb.
No,
yeah.
It's a side slam kind of thing, right?
I think it's like this chop and he power bombs you. Yeah.
I think, you know, no, he doesn't do the power bomb. Braun Strowman does the power bomb now. Well, anyways, whatever his finisher is now, he hits him with his finisher, gets the 1-2-3 over Sheamus. So that will be my second match.
Okay.
Are you sleeping on me?
I'm doing five matches. So my third match would be the Usos versus Braun and Ricochet versus Street Profits versus Viking Raiders. Number one contendership.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, I would have like obviously all four of them, but then I will not have the Usos win. It'd be too predictable if they win right away.
I thought this was they're not the champions no more.
Usos versus Braun Strowman and /Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Viking Raiders. I would have Braun and Ricochet go over.
Oh, wow. Twist.
Yeah. Because then it gives the Usos opportunity. Well, then after that, you'll see like Solo or Paul Heyman come out and be disappointed in them. Like, what's going on? Mm. So it makes a riff. It makes more of a riff. Like Jay would be like, what? You know, he'd be so angry that like, he accidentally pushes his brother.
Right.
That kind of builds like the storyline where like Jay's trying to like go back into like his solo act again. So mm-hmm. it's like teasing it. But it'll be Ricochet that pins Jay. Like he like not a roll up because that'd be too redundant, but he'll beat him clean. Like Ricochet right. will beat Jay Uso clean.
Okay.
And then like Paul Heyman will come on like, what are you doing? The tribal chief is not happy, you know? So it kind of builds that for me. But the other two guys will just be there. You know, hopefully they'll have like a good important match. But yeah, I see Ricochet taking the win against Jay.
All right. Cool. Well, for my third match, I have Bronson Reed versus Bobby Lashley in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Oh,
wow. Because they've been having brawling outside the ring and everywhere and all that. So I would finally have them, these two settle. I would have Bobby Lashley going on the top on the ropes mm-hmm. outside, doing like a splash onto Bronson Reed on the table, and basically that's how he'll get the win. Kind of something out of like something like a just something like a holy moly moment, you know.
It's like when Brock Lesnar did the shooting star press, but
something.
But he actually hit it though.
Yeah, I want to have him do a shooting star press.
No, but he'll like splash yeah, him just and do it like. Oh.
Kind of Bronson Reed's finisher, basically.
Oh, okay.
So you know,
like
yeah.
Like Uso slash.
Yeah, so just off the top rope, outside onto a table. And the reason why I'm going to have him land on a table because in a few, continue the rivalry leading into a table match.
Okay.
So wow. That's why. Because Bronson Reed's going to be like, damn, not only did you beat me, not only did you beat me with my own move, you put me through a table and I'm not okay with that. Yeah, I'm not having that.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay, not bad. I like that. Actually, I like that. That'd be kind of cool, actually. So, you'll have it, like, at Night of Champions, or you'll save it for, like, another show?
Well, it'll probably be either, like, a Raw thing.
Oh, okay, like Raw. Okay.
Yeah, Raw, or I don't know. Maybe I could lead it to.
You don't want
to
wait that long either. Like, that's a whole another like 3-4 weeks or more.
Because what's next? Night of Champions?
Night of Champions, and then Money in the Bank. And then.
It'd probably be just to like a Raw episode.
Okay.
Yeah. If Money in the Bank was next, then I would like have it lead to Money in the Bank.
Okay.
So, but for that table match, I will have Bronson Reed over. Then I will have one more match between the two, and it'll be for to be qualified in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Okay. So, not bad.
Yeah, and that's when the rivalry will end.
Okay.
Actually, no.
No.
I will have Bronson Reed screw Bobby Lashley at Money in the Bank, because I will have Bobby Lashley go over, and then they will have another match, and that match will lead into a steel cage match.
Okay. Not bad.
Long-term booking. Okay. So that was my number three. So you got to give your number three or four?
Four.
All right.
I stopped at 5 matches. I think you went to 7, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you my last two. Or you could give me, these are kind of my main events.
All right. I'll do my next two then.
Next two and then
I'll do my number four is Bianca Belair defending the Raw Women's Championship against Asuka.
Ooh.
WrestleMania rematch. Obviously, Bianca Belair gets the W on this one. But after the match, Asuka blows miss on Belair, basically continue the rivalry, and probably the next time they face each other, I will have Bianca drop the belt
Ooh.
To Asuka. Maybe. I don't know. Ooh. About to find out.
Yeah. So would it be like a clean win, or how would the win be?
It'll be more. Oh, my bad. She'll probably give more detail on that.
Like,
part.
You're just gonna pin her like WrestleMania.
No. So it'll be more like Asuka will get the win
mm-hmm.
multiple times. Referee gets knocked down. Asuka, let's just say like a heel kick or something like that.
Yeah.
But ref is down 1, 2, 3. But you know nobody's there to do the pinfall. So one victory for Asuka. Then do a turnbuckle gets like loose, but and Belair like accidentally takes it off. Referee trying to fix it, put it back. Asuka roll up. Another one, two, three, but referee's distracted. Now Asuka's like, okay, what the hell? Going for the third time, puts a submission. Asuka grabs the rope, but Asuka won't let go. Asuka, you know, Belair is tapping, but she's holding onto the rope. So it's like she already got the rope break. She's tapping because you haven't let go. So that's three times where Asuka beats Belair. But then Belair finally hits her with her finish, gets the 1-2-3 victory. Asuka's gonna like, okay, yeah, you beat me fair and square. Psych, even though I got three wins, does the miss, kicks her right in the head, and then holds the title, letting her know we're not done yet. Because technically, I did beat you.
Yeah.
Not once, not twice, but three times I beat you, but the referee was distracted. So,
okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Like that.
What's next? Oh, so I got one more, right? Yeah. My other match. I got Judgment Day. All four from Finn Balor, Damian, Dominic, and Rhea Ripley going against the LWO, Zelina,
yeah,
Santos, and then Rey Mysterio teaming up with Bad Bunny, or Bad Bunny's teaming up with the LWO. Going against Judgment Day. This will be, I will have this match probably like a good 15 minutes because obviously Bad Bunny's in there. He's going to have some, he's going to have some moments, some spots. So you kind of want to get, build up the match because it's basically all eyes is going to be on this match. So you want everybody to get their moment, from Dominic to Finn Balor to Rhea to Bad Bunny to Rey. You know, everybody to have their moment, to have their, oh my gosh. So everybody has like a memory in this match. And the way, the person who I will go over is going to be Judgment Day. Dominic will get the win because, you know, I kind of changed my idea thanks to this guy. My original plan was for Bad Bunny and Rey Mysterio to get the win. And by having Rey Mysterio hitting, 619 on Dominic, and then Bad Bunny hits him with the Bunny Destroyer, gets the 1-2-3. That was my original plan. But thanks to him, I changed my plan. I'm going to have Judgment Day go over. So I'm going
to... similar way too?
Similar way. Okay. Same spots and everything, except, Rhea Ripley clothesline gets... She takes down Rey Mysterio. So boom, 619. Rhea grabs Rey Mysterio's leg, boom, pulls him, hits the face on the ring apron, he's out. Bad Bunny's going for the Destroyer, but he gets distracted. What's going on with Rhea and Rey Mysterio? And Rhea gets in the ring, boom, hits him with the clothesline, and then Dominic rolls him up like a jackknife, and then gets the 1-2-3. Gets booed out of the building. You know for a fact he's going to. And and then Dominic, that way it continues the rivalry between Rey Mysterio, because though Judgment Day got the win over them, Dominic needs that win over Rey though.
Yeah.
So it continues that build up into SummerSlam. And not saying that Dominic is going to go over at SummerSlam, but it's just Dominic does need a win.
Yeah.
If the final battle is SummerSlam, Dominic does need a win over Rey Mysterio. Rather, it's a tag team and all that, but since tonight is Bad Bunny's night, after the match, you know, they're celebrating. They all have a brawler, and then Bad Bunny finally hits the Destroyer, I would say, on on Finn Balor.
Ooh, okay.
On Finn Balor.
On Damian, though.
I would say, no, you know what? Dominic.
Dominic
would get the...
Because that would get the crowd back.
Because if he hit, I just realized, if he hits on somebody else, the crowds are going to be like, they're going to be impressed by Bad Bunny. But if he hits the Canadian Destroyer on Dominic, people are going to be like, yes, he deserves that.
Yeah.
So, Judgment against the W, but Bad Bunny gets the last laugh.
Cool.
So, okay, so now we're down to our final two, right?
Yeah, because I had five, you had seven.
Okay.
So my fourth one, I'll have Rhea Ripley. Instead of Selena, I would have her face Raquel. I think Raquel, I know Selena's Puerto Rican, so they probably want to
put her. Yeah, done a triple threat match.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean.
Dang, you didn't even get her to wrestle.
No, but let's just get here we are. So I get Rhea Ripley versus Raquel. Obviously, they're two, like, you know, they're strong women. They're very strong. So I think it's going to be a really good battle. There's, you know, but then Zelina comes out. She's going to help Raquel, but she accidentally knocks out Raquel. Mm-hmm. Like, she grabs a belt and knocks out Raquel. And then Rhea looks at her and, like, just laughs at her face. Cause, you know, Rhea does her laugh thing or whatever. Right. And she just goes and pins her with her foot on there, you know, like, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. And then Selena's like, you know. And then Liv Morgan comes out and, like, confronts Selena. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Right.
It's like, I didn't mean to do that. And then, I don't know. It'll just be kind of weird where, like, you know how your enemy of my enemy is my friend thing? Mm-hmm. I'll have Raquel. And then on Raw or SmackDown, the next show, like, I'll ask Adam Pearce to, like, have Rhea and Zelina versus Raquel and Liv for the tag team titles. But it's, you know what I mean? Like, that we're, like, you know, we're enemies, but right. We'll be so that's what I'm going towards. But that's SmackDown. But I would have Rhea, you know, beat Raquel, but Zelina actually knock out Raquel. So because Raquel, it makes Raquel look strong too, because she didn't really lose legitimately. She lost because she got hit by a belt.
Right.
So, and then Rhea will just be standing there laughing, but then Zelina will have the last laugh, because then they have to be in tag team together and down the road. But they could keep that going too.
Yeah. I like it, but I feel like there's some missing pieces.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It would make sense if you would have said it earlier,
yeah,
when you had the Judgment Day versus Bad Bunny Ray,
yeah,
if you would have mentioned Rhea Ripley and Zelina was there,
yeah,
and they were going at it, if you would have said that and then bring it this up later, then it would be like,
yeah,
that makes sense. Okay. It would have been like the whole, because it's like you skipped the whole beginning part.
Yeah, no, like,
you just like assume that we knew what was going on between them.
See, I probably would do that, though. I would add that. Then.
You got to add more stories.
So I would add, because I think I just got to edit my...
It's kind of like Seth freaking Rollins versus Omos, where we're just like, this guy was fun. You should have just went with it.
But no, you're right, though.
But yeah, it's kind of
added that in the second match. And then that builds like the bad blood up to the fourth match. And then it's like, you know.
It continues the story, and then it's like, oh, okay, we see what's going on now.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, it's like I said, it was just, you were just missing some
pieces. Yeah, I think I just added like a puzzle piece. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I know what you're making, but it's like, you're missing pieces.
Like, if it wouldn't make sense if it was the first time watching WWE, like, right.
Why is she here?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're missing.
Yeah, so that, okay, I'll probably add that then if I had to, like, make it. Yeah, I get you.
Kind of have to.
Yeah.
Fantasy Boogie.
I know, right?
You're telling a story.
I know.
Anyways, so the one match, well, I have two matches, the original ones. The Bloodline versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Matt Riddle. But I would never have added Matt Riddle right away. I would have, so the way I would have done it was I would have brought Shinsuke Nakamura first, right? He's basically what Matt Riddle is doing now. I would have had Matt Riddle, Shinsuke Nakamura basically at that spot.
Ooh.
Building up Shinsuke Nakamura teaming up with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn to face the Bloodline, but Solo takes Shinsuke Nakamura out, so he's out of the picture. Now they gotta find a replacement a week before the pay per view, and then so Friday night on SmackDown, the night before, like, you know, the week before the pay per view, or a couple days before the pay per view, whatever. Because is it on a Saturday?
Yeah.
So Saturday, the night before. Six, yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's where I'll have them reveal Matt Riddle is going to be their tag team partner.
Okay. So not even have it until then.
Yeah. Then they team up because it builds up more rivalries and storylines, even though it's kind of like similar to what happened last year with Matt Riddle and Shinsuke. But it continues the buildup for Shinsuke to be like, I was supposed to get you last year, but your family took me out. I'm back now, and I'm put in the position where I could face you in for a future world title shot, but your family takes me out again.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like,
yeah, wow. It's like you know, it's like you fear me.
Yeah,
you face John Cena, you face Brock Lesnar, you face Matt Riddle, you face, you know, Braun Strowman, you face Logan Paul, face people that you like.
You have no business facing.
You have no business facing, or it's just because of the money.
Yeah,
and you have no problem facing them, and you end up winning. It's probably because you have confidence. But yeah, when it comes to me, your family keeps taking me out. And I haven't had an opportunity at your title. Why? It's because you fear me.
Yeah, okay.
And Shinsuke Nakamura is the same guy that eliminated Roman Reigns at the Rumble to win the Royal Rumble back in, 2018?
Yeah.
So it kind of like gives them like a reason to fear him. I don't even think did they ever had a one-on-one match before? If Shinsuke Nakamura faced John Cena, I'm pretty sure
they did.
I'm pretty sure
he dropped on Nakamura accidentally knocked him down on his head almost. He did a backflip and
but that's what I'm saying. Oh. If Shinsuke Nakamura faced John Cena, I'm pretty sure he faced Roman Reigns.
I think they were gonna face each other, but they canceled his match. So it was going to be Roman versus Shinsuke Nakamura, but they canceled it and they put somebody else. I forgot who else they replaced.
Was this like 2 years ago?
It was like a year ago or two, yeah. But it was Nakamura supposed to be like facing Roman Reigns, but they canceled it for some reason. No, it was recently. It was recently Nakamura was supposed to face Roman Reigns. I forgot what show.
I think it was last year.
Last year?
Okay. Yeah, that's where he was supposed, because like I said, like he was supposed to face Roman Reigns at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
It was just like a filler match.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big deal. It was just like, oh, you're next in line, but they canceled it and Roman Reigns wasn't even on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. So they never face each other.
Yeah. So that's probably the match that you were talking about.
Okay.
But yeah, so basically that's how I built it up. And then also Matt Riddle's back in the picture and also kind of give it that hype that Randy Orton may come back. So, you know, and then you have, because the way I will have Shinsuke Nakamura is he's going to face throughout the bloodline. And remember what happened at WrestleMania 38. You know, he was supposed to, he had the opportunity to face the Usos to win the tag team titles, but fortunately they fell. So it kind of like, okay, so he has to go through Solo. But that's who he's going to be having a feud with the bloodline. He's going to have a feud with Solo because Solo's the one that took him out. But meanwhile, Shinsuke Nakamura is out. Solo's going to have a feud with Matt Riddle. And then eventually I will have Shinsuke Nakamura come back, cause Solo his match against Riddle, which makes him another loss. But even though it was because of interference, it gives him another purpose. Like, oh my gosh, now I really want to hurt you because I just got another loss. And of all people, Matt Riddle, you know, that's not, Roman Reigns is not going to like that.
Yeah,
Solo's not gonna like that. Paul Heyman's not gonna like that. That Solo has a second loss, and of all people, it's against Riddle. So that's gonna build up a better feud between him and Shinsuke Nakamura, and eventually, Shinsuke Nakamura will get a win over Sol, where it would lead him to eventually face Roman Reigns. But that's in the future, long term booking, guys.
Yep.
So, but meanwhile, I would have the Bloodline versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle. I will have the Bloodline go over. I will have the Usos go over. I would say Sami Zayn. That way they get an official rematch because it's like, you got to win over us. Now we got to win over you. Now we got to have another one for the tag team titles once again, even though they have a rematch clause. And I will have that rematch clause happen at Night of Champions, not on SmackDown.
All right. Nice.
So it's do you have one more, or this is your main event?
No, I have one more.
All right. Yeah. I was talking for a long time on that one.
Yeah, it's okay. So I think we have a similar one for...
I mean, I was going to do it regardless, because I was going to be like, that was going to be my thing. But mine was not going to... I was not going to have Brock Lesnar as a heel. I was going to have two baby faces.
No, so my main event is going to be Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. I'm going to have... This is how I'm going to have Lesnar go over, but this is how it's going to happen, right?
Ooh.
So I'm going to have... I'm going to continue the storyline where Rhodes... And has a few with the bloodline, so I'm gonna still have Solo come out, but I think referee's out. Solo attacks Rhodes. Lesnar is like, "What is going on?"
Right.
And then he attacks Solo, but then Riddle comes out.
Ooh, Solo versus Brock freaking Lesnar.
Yes, imagine it. So Riddle comes out. He fights off Solo. Mm-hmm. But then he actually knocks, and then the referee gets up, but then he actually knocks down Rhodes. Like, he hits him, like, with the kick or something, what he does. And then Lesnar does the pin. Rhodes, obviously, he gets up after the F5. He looks at Riddle. It's like, what's going on? And then Solo just stands there on the outside. But then you hear, like, Phenomenal come out. But AJ Styles comes back. I don't know if he's actually going to come back. This is my fantasy. He comes back. He's like, he's a heel, though. And he stares down at Riddle and Rhodes. He's like, hey, I'm coming for you. You know, just
even
like
though nobody's champion in that match.
Exactly. But they're coming after him because, like, you know what? Rhodes, I'm back. I'm here for you. I would consider this AJ Styles' last run. So I would say, Rhodes, I'm coming after you. Because, you know, we have a history together. We have a similar kind of story.
Right.
We both were in this kind of club, this certain club, you know. So it's kind of like, so Riddle, it builds a feud. Brock Lesnar's just there, obviously. Like, he just there to build a show. But I have Riddle feud with Solo. So that keeps the feud with the Bloodline and Sami Zayn and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Rhodes and AJ Styles feud for a little bit. And whoever goes out there is gonna end up facing, like, they're gonna go for Money in the Bank. They're gonna have a 1-on-1, and whoever wins that goes face Roman at SummerSlam. So that's kind of like what I think. And then obviously you could insert whoever there, but like that's how I would see it. Like, it'll still keep the feud with the Bloodline and Sammy and Riddle and that,
right.
But also build a new feud with Rhodes, you know, with AJ Styles to come back for a little while, and then, you know, they could just go back and forth like a. I mean, like, who's actually the Bullet Club leader, you know, because we're leaders at one time.
All right, interesting. I like that. That's a good one. Well, my main event is similar.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus Brock freaking Lesnar. But mine's going to be a no disqualification match.
Oh, okay. So not even this accidental knock them out cold thing. Okay.
No disqualification. Have them just go at it with each other. I would do something similar, almost similar to John Cena and Brock Lesnar back at SummerSlam to go for multiple German suplex to try to break the 16 count, but doesn't do it. But I want to say, like, it's a squash match. They're going back and forth, but Brock Lesnar is doing a lot of German suplex, you know? Ooh, yeah. There's going to be candlesticks. There's going to be steel chairs, steel steps, tables, chains,
ooh,
bull ropes. We're going to see all that type in this match. But the towards the end, Brock Lesnar is at 14 or 13, hits the 14 and 15 German suplex. He's going for the 16, but Cody Rhodes is fighting. Brock Lesnar is going at it, going for one more time. But boom, he picks him up, but then he drops back on his feet. Cody's fighting, boom, boom, boom. And then Brock Lesnar picks him up, hits him with the F5, goes for the 1, 2, 3. So
okay,
don't get me wrong, Cody Rhodes does hits him in the finish, but I'm just giving you straight towards the end. Brock Lesnar standing victorious and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Music plays, and then he walks out, and then Brock Lesnar looks back at Cody, and Cody Rhodes, you know, Brock Lesnar's doing his little laugh. Cody Rhodes is just there, you know, looking at Brock all sad and disappointed and all that. That's how I'll end the show.
So you wouldn't like build anything, like you wouldn't see no one come out and like attack Rhodes, or just leave it like that? Like,
I would just leave it like that, because it gives the kind of like a cliffhanger, like, where do you go from here?
Yeah, because he lost twice in a row. Like, how many matches can Cody lose, you know, in a row? Yeah. Like, oh no, they're booking them bad. Like, well, that's what you want to think, you know?
Yeah, because it's like I was thinking, like, I don't want to book. I was thinking of doing a number one's contender match.
Yeah.
But then I keep forgetting that Money in the Bank is the next pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to see Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar again. Nothing.
Nobody does.
Yeah. Besides that, yeah. I it's just not necessary. And plus the match that they had at last SummerSlam last year, the last man standing, it's like that was a perfect match.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, like, it's like
you can't top that. Like, how are you gonna top that? You gotta have him like bleed and stuff.
You would have to have a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, and bleed and all blood.
Like
and
that's the only way you could top that match. So it's like, if you're going to have a singles match, it's like, I don't want to see that.
No, that'd be like,
no,
like
I don't.
You're moving backwards. Like, right. Why? Just end it there. That's how you end a feud. Like,
that's a great, that's a great rivalry to end. Like, that match was like, that's perfect. So, and then obviously I don't want to see Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns because I want to see that for WrestleMania 40 or SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to see Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
So there was no need. I was just like, okay, so that's why I was just like, I'm just going to have a back and forth story. And this match was basically just to like, it's a filler for Cody. It gives Cody Rhodes a meaning and a purpose to have a main event spot and to build him. Because you got to like, sometimes, you know, you got to build Cody Rhodes into that main event status. And Brock Lesnar is the guy to help him do that.
And also, like, don't you see, like, you want people to go home happy because it's a sold out show.
Right.
So if I sold out, I'm like, I want the best matches on there because, like you said, if Roman doesn't show up until SummerSlam or Night of Champions, I mean, Night of Champions is in May. But still, you know, there's still like that, like, well, do we want to pay? You know, like, people will be like, do I really want to watch
and
this?
Plus, the story for this match is it's Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. It's like, that's the buildup alone. It's like, that's the match.
Yeah.
You know, and then plus you're adding weapons because it's a no disqualification match. It gets the like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a violent match. And then the story of the match is Brock Lesnar is trying to hit 16 or break the record of the most German suplex in his matches. You know, so that's why I keep like bringing up the German suplex. It's like, okay, he hits three. Okay, another 2 minutes goes by. Oh, he hits another three. Another 30 seconds go by. Oh, he hits two more. Mm-hmm. Now he's hitting one. You know, so then it gets to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, we're already at 10, 11, 12, 13. And then once it's 13, I'll like have the match go for like another 3 minutes go by. Maybe Cody Rhodes gets his moment, his shine in the match. And then that's where, you know, Brock Lesnar is like, nope, hits him two more. And he's trying to go for like the 16 one, but Cody Rhodes not having it.
Ooh.
And then, but then, you know, he gets hit with the FI and then takes it home. So the most Cody Rhodes has taken is 15.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Trying to save it just in case, you know, they get a rematch. I may book a rematch. I'm not sure. But yeah, Brock Lesnar gets the W. Even though people will be happy about how the match turned out, but it gives Cody Rhodes the purpose to stay in the ring. And then that way he could say bye to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody could go home happy after that. So yeah. So that's my version of fantasy booking for Backlash. That's Ever's version of fantasy booking. Let us know in the comments which one is better, or maybe you hate both of them. Just still let us know in our feedback. So anyways, Ever, let's end this episode.
All right, listeners from US will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys. Doo-doo-doo.